What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Got an interesting question from Mike in Akron, who just called about Dylan Gabriel and why everybody's making a big deal about that. I'm going to give him that answer here in just a moment. Sports Talk of the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday live on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, John Greco coming up at 8:01 this morning. Was the veteran Joe Flacco the right move for the veterans in the locker room? John's going to answer that question coming up later on this morning. So Mike had gone, you know, why? He brought up stats and the 1-for-6 on boot and things like that when it comes to Dylan Gabriel, why people are making a big deal. I do think some of it's a little bit of an overcorrection. I think some of it's a little bit of an overcorrection of last week with Shedeur Sanders. I think some of us... We are looking at our mentions. We are seeing some of it. I don't want the guys to get fired, so I want the third round pick to look good. And he looked all right, looked pretty decent. He looked like a competent NFL quarterback. Did look like that.
In a preseason game.
But, yeah. In brutal honesty here, I've never lied to you. I think Shedeur Sanders has a higher ceiling. I'm going to be more excited about Shedeur Sanders.
Too.
Okay, there you go. I mean, I'm trying to be open and honest with you. I don't want to kid. It was because we were hearing everything that you could possibly hear negative on a football field about Dylan Gabriel throughout the first couple of weeks of camp. And then there was the preseason game that he didn't get to participate in, which Shedeur did participate. And then he just looked like a competent guy who can play the position in the preseason. So, yeah, we tend to overpraise in that case. But that's all there is to it.
But when you say competent quarterback, I just want to make sure people understand. Like, there are how many quarterbacks that look like competent preseason quarterbacks?
Many, 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 many.
I mean, Skylar Thompson.
Yes.
Right? You could go through the list. Jared Stidham. Okay, Aiden O'Connell. Like, there is such a list of guys that have a good preseason game or two good preseason games. That doesn't mean anything in terms of, hey, this could be a competent NFL quarterback that mm-hmm. we have on a roster and could feel very good about going into an NFL regular season game.
Yeah, and so I think in the grand scheme of things, even after Dylan Gabriel's performance yesterday or Saturday, I said yesterday when we asked each other's depth charts, I think a lot of people were trying to guess the Browns depth chart. And I go, I don't, because the PR depth chart's a PR depth chart. I don't care about the Browns depth chart. I cared about your depth chart, the listener, you, everybody else. Because my depth chart is, and I probably would just go into the season with four. Now, I want to know what happens with Kenny Pickett later on this week, and I'll tell you about that here in just a moment. But my four are Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, then Kenny Pickett. And I don't know what they're doing with Kenny Pickett this week. I think that there could be. I speculate if Kenny Pickett can't really fully go, is there a way you stash him on the IR to start mm-hmm. the season for a month?
Yeah, because I don't see them putting
four guys to take up
actual roster spots that you need for week one in the NFL.
Yeah, so I think that might be, you know, I'm speculating, wondering here, like how much work would he be able to get in? Because if you're going to use this as a dress rehearsal week, not just the game on Saturday, but actually the week leading up to it, well, Joe's going to get all the reps. So there's no more reps and things like that to go around and get all worked into a shoot about. Joe's the starter. Now that he's the starter, he gets the offensive reps, and that's the way she goes. And we'll see other guys probably in the second quarter, half, whatever you want to, however Kevin Stefanski wants to do it. We'll hear more from him this afternoon, and we'll go from there. But I think that with Kenny Pickett, like, if you want to keep four, just keep four. If we don't think this team is going to be that good and you want to see if there's gold in them, their hills, fine. I got all the time. I know Jeff considers the season a colossal failure if Joe's starting the season. I think that if I've kept the proper mindset about this for many months, taking a quarterback next year, as of right now, you're still taking a quarterback next year. I know it's an easy thing to say is 39 years old, not at 80 years old, because you don't know how many years you have left to see him, but that's the way this is probably going to go. So if you wanted to see Dillon Gabriel that bad in the regular season, or Shedeur Sanders that bad, just wait around. It's just how much time are you going to get with those guys before we have to make a decision, either keep one of these.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Fellas, or go ahead and squeeze the trigger on a quarterback at the beginning of next year. Quinshon Judkins, charges dropped against him. They're still having problems getting him signed. And it seems like the Browns are going to wait maybe for an NFL investigation here, Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, I the people were wondering the difference between this and the Bond situation. And the Bond situation, man, if you go in-depth, is a lot of not only in their statement, Mary Kay had a piece about why they feel very comfortable about all of that, and that most likely they have been in touch with the NFL and that there might not be a penalty to begin with for Isaiah Bond. The Judkins case is a little bit different because the Browns do not, in their dealings with this and looking over all the information that is out there. Remember, the Bond case, too, there's actually a polygraph test, which I thought was very interesting. Not that the Browns administered the polygraph.
Well, I don't think you're actually allowed to as an employer.
They took the independent, right, but I've never heard the Browns.
He can volunteer one. I've never heard that either. I just want to make that abundantly clear. I don't think you're legally allowed to do that.
Well, I wondered if this was going to be the standard going forward, that the Browns are going to be asking about polygraphs and trying to obtain, you know, the results of those polygraphs. Because they've obviously had a number of players with either accusations, allegations. And
it feels to me that Isaiah Bond was willing to, here you go, here is everything I have, this is what I have.
You know, well, can you blame him? It's not like he had teams lining up to sign him. So he wanted a chance in the NFL. Kind of makes sense. Now, Judkins' case is completely different, and obviously he got drafted, and then, you know, these accusations came about. The Browns, according to everything I have seen and what I have read and people I have talked to, they do not deny that an altercation took place with this woman. They do not deny it. And as we know, in the original police report, the police noted that there was bruising. So there was an altercation. I don't think Judkins denies there was an altercation. So I think it's because of that the team just wants the NFL to weigh in on this. And the NFL, just because there are no charges, the NFL, we saw this with Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, they have still suspended players. You know, I think part of it, people wonder why that is or whatever. Judkins claims self-defense. And I don't know that the NFL likes the optics of, you know, players using their hands, whether it's a fist, well, whether it's whatever. They don't like that just being a story that is out there. Whether or not, you know, they think the player was acting in self-defense or not, they just don't like that.
Does
in
the
general.
Word guaranteed mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Because my head went, the reason they were sitting out in the first place, because one guy was guaranteed in the second round, everybody else wanted guaranteed money. Isaiah Bond gets signed. He's got a fully guaranteed three-year, it's only $3 million, a fully guaranteed $3 million contract. Then Quinshon Judkins might be looking at it and go, my value is still my value, where the Browns might be looking at it going, I don't know how long you're going to be suspended. We thought Deshaun Watson was only going to be suspended 6 games. I mean, there were people who thought he might not be suspended at all. Remember, we had Florio on before that. Ended up being 11 games. I don't know how long you're going to be suspended. How can I guarantee you a fully guaranteed second-round contract if I don't know how long this investigation is going to be? So when Adam Schefter says, you know, they might not, the Browns have still not been able to, they have still been unable to reach a deal and may not until the end of any NFL investigation. I think that says, until we find out how long you could be suspended for, we can't guarantee you anything.
I wonder if people have a problem with the fact that he's somebody with no charges, that the team is clearly using his situation against him as leverage. I wonder how they feel about that, because the Browns are basically admitting.
Is that really leverage, though? Aren't you just protecting yourself and giving guaranteed money? And what if he suspended 11 games himself?
This is the leverage they're using. Yeah. Hell yeah, it's leverage.
But I don't know if it's leverage in the classic sense, is it?
This is the only sense I know leverage to mean. Are using it against him, knowing that if he's looking for guarantees, they're saying, well, wait a second. What about this situation you're involved in?
When I hear leverage, I feel like they're taking advantage of something. This is a situation he's put himself in. No, sure. Again, you said it. He's put himself in a situation. He doesn't deny that there was a situation there. It's just how far. Okay, well, you've put yourself in this situation. If I'm the Browns, I think anybody could look at it and go, yeah, I'm not going to guarantee you a fully guaranteed second round deal. I don't know how long you're going to be suspended. I got to get you back in camp and get you back up to speed. All right, Dylan Sampson. And we're going to be paying attention to everything else. I know there was questions about Brian Robinson over there in Washington.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.